a story called The Book. And it is the same characters. He was bringing the book in a gesture of final hope, something he had found in a bookstore just after leaving her. Oh, bright and sunny day, and words to an old English time and tune, measure of clear voice and air. She liked to sing, in a high, clear voice, a little thick at times, chirruped like a secure bird. The book was a paperback collection of English airs and folk songs edited by authentic people she would be careful to see. Down the street, walking heavily along, it was time to be not drunk, but the afternoon was heavy and slow. He was drunk with beer and dirtiness. All over his body, sluggish, sweaty clothing under the dusty sun, walking more than he was used to. The streets were hard and barren. She had a number of songs she would sing. At one time, it is possible that she might have been trained to sing professionally. It was a leftover hope in that sense, a little of an ability put to fond memory's sake and trusted to reappear always. They do not forget what they meant to do, but just don't do it. She sang not happily altogether, not wildly, certainly, nor loudly, sadly, strongly, longly. Just enough to be the memory, turn on the radio, the Victrola, and listen. Concerts and early training were the strengths she had. She had painted also. She had been trained in that in a large gray building along a dark avenue of the city. It was a timorous place, yet aggressive with age and authority of that kind. He once rented a room on that street. He had to go through the living room of the owners to get to his own room, through theirs to the back. He moved his things in, sat on the bed for only a few minutes, and then apologized and moved out. Had he apologized? The sins of walking are the sins of memory, and she was not in that at all. He lit a cigarette and considered his direction. A drugstore lay on his left at some distance, a flat square with a few trees and a triangle beyond it, then, across, a row of usual businesses along the same avenue. She was there somewhere in that maze. At another crossing of a street, a hotel for women, YWCA, kindest of all refuges, heaps of people who must be secured for a moment against sex, age, and other identity. Earlier, I didn't expect you so quickly, I had just come down. He had called her at the desk, a woman watching him in dull glasses, piled hair, but prim and not friendly. Who came here? Ask for your wife, mother, sister, the girlfriend. Is she here? Like a morgue of women, that sex, all of them, beds and beds and beds of them. Think of the sound, snoring, wheezing, blowing, puffing, breathing in beds in sleep. Not about that, he wanted to say. Don't, she was saying, and she was crying. I don't want to go through it all again. I can't tell you more. I don't know more. There isn't any more to tell. Explain. I was raped on the boat. Not raped, but like that. I lost $1,000 in a purse on the train. I bought a lot of Italian blouses. I do what I want to now. What is the English song? Something like, I want to go where the birds go. Not quite, but that flavor of old softness, a deep blanket of cold, clear warmth. Hush, they are singing, down in old Bethlehem, the lights are low. No, but carefully, you can't get it right all the time. The note goes up there, then one, two, down it goes, lightly. They came upon, not so common, it is, a statue weeping at grief. It was a brutal dullness that he felt walking. Having intended to do it, he wanted to do it, and with the book in his hand, wet with the sweat of his hand from walking, it was not new. It was a dirty old plan with the walking. The old book worn with the intention of taking it to her, as though next week he had remembered a plan which he had thought of and done, accomplished, paid bill of something or other. No history in that, nothing solved, no answer because he was being overcome by the action of walking toward her, the time climbing up on him as though it were a weight he accumulated step by step. Can't you sing too? No, I don't feel easy doing it. I try too hard enough. Try too hard enough. No, but I can't. Can't you? No. Would he ever see her again in this life, he thought. This day, perhaps, again. Talking at lunch with food he did not like, want to eat, a failure in that so reminiscent of his meals with her. And for years to come, quite the same. Oh, he wouldn't change. That was the song. He had meant everything he had ever done, not to do many things, to do a few also. Oh, where do the birds go when the summer's sun is through? No, but closer, a little closer each time. The words go along a line in movement with the song. The song is in that way a song of words. That tell what? Oh, common things of women and men, lads and lasses, hay, cornfields, horses, old roads, stones and crows, roses, and one begins, I remember the house. Not so common, but later, earlier, into some practice of ear and voice he knew nothing of. Say it slowly. Waley, Waley, oh, love is bonny, a little high, oh, while it is new. That was the true one, the right one. Sing it. It was in the book which he held in his hand. A documented pair who had done the selection assured her, would assure her, they were all there. Sing. The street is the book is in the garden, sitting on your knee, my dear old England. Sing of her that is the garden's insolence that bent the seat she sat in, broke the thorn to get a better hold, to stick it in the face of winter's thorn, bleak wind and cutting frost aghast upon the frozen pane the wind doth drive upon, fast night, fast moon, stuck fast in ice today. English songs are pretty little songs with a right bright tune which followeth. The book in his hand had a slight weight, but the heat of the hand as pressed against it, holding it, was the bother of it. He had no idea as to which street would most quickly get him there. He wandered, a little drunk still, hence walking head forward steadily. People he supposed to be looking at him, or after, but he could not change his eyes. They went forward as his feet. He listened slowly, closely, to all that she played him on the phonograph. He had burnt out the fuses on two floors of the building in which they lived, fixing it better, more volume, more sound to it. The bump and grind of Calypso, Charlie Parker, listen to it. The song is, oh, where do the birds go? You don't see them anymore now. No, but you can't hear it enough so sweetly, so lightly. Hear it. Listen closely, then pick up the instrument and play it. Blow, this way, across, making the sound lift out of the long wood. Hold it firmly, but do not overpress. A sound is in woods hollow, from furtive shadow and water, the reeds and willows of the wood. Not to be learned in an instant. Listen, and again, listen. He sang with a sharp croak, oh, shut the door behind you. She was always not shutting the bathroom door. In a maze of people, streets then brought to doors one after another of them, or parks like deserted, contaminated areas, as if cut off, out of the activity, as if to be rebuilt as parks one day, woods, hollows, water. A pipe dripped water into a stone basin. He wet his hands and then wiped them on his pants. He sat down to think of his direction. Not ever again, she said. No, but one last time, say. This was outside the call of duty. One last look, book like, not forever, but one last time. Hey, it's you. By God, it's you. I never expected to find you here like this. Oh, say, what a happy day you came my way. And that was a song. Sing it. He got up, no longer knowing where he was. He asked the man passing where it was and got a vague answer. The drunk with the book. Look, the drunk's got a book, a new book. They wouldn't answer him, but went past quickly, smiling, frowning. Perhaps he would try to sell the book to them. He wasn't that drunk. He was heartbroken. He was hot, tired with walking, wanted to drink beer, wanted friends, a home, wife and friends and beer. He sang a song for that sound. He kept on walking, but it wasn't fair anymore. You're not listening. Yes, but he couldn't get the words. Like this, and one, and two, like this, and there you hear it now, and one, and two. The boy stood in the burning bush, his hair was all on fire. He thought that he would burn to death and very soon expire. Yes, but not like this. Song it is, wrong it is. He kept walking because the plan had been made. No longer to be thought of as anything else. Get the book to her. Get the goddamn book to her. Show her what you can do. The book with the songs. Thank you very much. I'm very grateful.
That's all. If any of you are interested in talking with Mr. Greeley for a few minutes, he'll be around for 15-20 minutes, so come on. Bye now.